Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of New Jersey. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Real Housewives news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of New Jersey!
Yay, Housewives!
Merry Christmas, y'all.
Merry Christmas to all.
This is Pat and darling,
Xtina. Christina?
Do you go by Xtina?
I actually
said that a few times.
It slipped. I'm so sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
My friends in the outside world, that's what they refer to me as. It's not a name I gave myself, I swear.
Well, my Jersey name is Xtina as well. This was actually a very entertaining episode.
We thought it was one of the best that we've had. So good.
Because I think we've been leading up to something like this, and I can tell you there were a few reasons why it came out really great.
Oh my gosh. So many.
And like stop me at any point where you agree or disagree.
Of course.
I think my favorite parts of this episode, or the fact that it was like the best episode of the season, were cameos from old stars.
Yay! Namely, yay and boo at the same time, and like boo you whore. Exactly.
Drama that was also wonderful because it was like drama that was bad but also good.
Yes, I mean, because great for
Melissa
viewers.
Melissa and Joe actually stood up for Teresa.
I know, that was so cute and genuine. It really took me back. I was like, wow.
It's like for the season, a big turning point in everything that's happened.
I concur all the way, Captain.
Captain. So why don't we go back? Let's retrace what happened this episode.
Let's do it.
So Melissa, last episode we left off, Melissa invited all the girls and the families to her Christmas party.
She sure did.
And Teresa like doesn't really feel great about it, but she knows she has to go. And Joe does not want to go.
Well, she's like sending Joe off to jail, first of all. And the last thing he wants to do is go.
So is he going to jail now?
I think it's been confirmed.
It's the pre-jail thing?
I think so.
Because that's also another topic. She talks about how she doesn't want her children.
She goes, to know about it.
Is there going to be a day that we're not in the papers anymore? Now I know what it's like to be Brad and Angelina.
Are you Angelina?
If you're like Brad and Angelina of like the town in New Jersey they live in, like I guess they are though. In the town or the county,
mm-hmm.
They're Brad and Angelina without like any of the Brad and Angelina qualities. Yeah.
I think we've talked about like back east, they think Hollywood is very
mystical.
And glamorous on every corner. And they think, oh, you live by celebrities, you see celebrities every day, that makes you a celebrity. So I guess I can kind of understand where that mentality comes from.
I definitely think that look at these people, they're on national television.
And check the glow.
The glow. Oh, we'll get to the before and after. But like, you know, they are kind of celebrities in their own right where they live.
Of course. I guess I will give that to them.
They have a step and repeat at the party.
Oh, yes.
So Teresa, like, they compare themselves to Brangelina, and Melissa and Joe are getting ready for this party. And they have fabulous Frank.
And Joe's trying to put that tree up, save that baby out of the way.
The baby's, like, hiding themselves.
Oh, my gosh.
But the real drama in here is that they're going to spend $50,000 on this party.
Yeah, what'd you think about that?
With this being a charity party, we had a few mixed feelings.
We sure did.
Okay, so she's talking to her little party planner about how it's going to cost $50,000, which, you know, even though it's wrong to spend that much money, I'm fine with it because I'm all about the glamour of it. So, like, if you want to have a $50,000 party, give me the glitz. Like, that's fine. Like, you know, I like that. A holiday party. Mm-hmm. If it's, like, a birthday party for some, like, little bratty kid, that's different to me.
Yeah.
But then she's like, oh, but I have to mention, and this is why I know that Melissa's like so full of it. Because the second, you know,
I know she like turns to the camera.
She's like, oh, but I have to mention this is for the kids.
Exactly.
Then you cut to the interview. She's like, oh, it's sponsored by like St. Joe's Hospital for Kids or whatever, where people are going to bring gifts.
Yeah.
And that's the worst thing about these kind of like events is like what you're giving to charity. You act like it's a party for charity, but
it's a party for yourself.
She's spending like $50,000 on the party.
Just a side note.
The charity's like a way to like make what you're doing humble.
I agree completely because that
people
money,
brought like Toys for Tots kind of stuff. Like,
I mean, Toys for Tots is fantastic.
Oh, totally.
But if you're spending $50,000 on a party like that,
you might as well just buy
it.
A new wing.
Exactly. Like that money could really
buy
go to
a
help.
Kid some chemo.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes. I mean, you're joking, chemo. but really.
That's awful.
Awful but true.
Those kids need chemo. They don't need Play-Doh. They need chemo. They don't need Play-Doh.
That's right.
That's my 2012 campaign.
Mm, and if you have any questions, you just ask Mr. Pat Lambert.
Tweet Pat_Lambert.
Go ahead.
But so like that was the annoying part about it. And I came to actually like Melissa this episode.
First time,
and we agreed here. First time that we've ever.
I didn't know she had a drop of genuineness up in her, but
it wasn't with the party.
Happy to see it. Oh, and by the way, these are those 80s pictures of Jackie, which looks so hot.
The other the other part of what's happening is Jacqueline's daughter Ashley turns 20.
I think some age.
And Jacqueline, we get to see the first flashback because we never really knew Jacqueline before she was on the show.
Yeah, we've never even seen her ex-husband before.
We've never seen her ex-husband. Never really talked about it. Mm. But Ashley is kind of concerned because her dad can't make it for Christmas. Or
she's got the flu.
She's really brokenhearted that she can't. That her dad's in Texas and like she mm-hmm. feels very divided between two families. And it's kind of the first time that I feel bad for Ashley because she's kind of like.
Really? I'm like, suck it up, girl. I mean, you've got a lot of people that love you. Some people don't have one family that love them.
So
you know what I mean? It doesn't take away from that being a hard situation to deal with.
And what did she say? And then she has like a kind of snide remark.
I wrote that down.
Because Jacqueline's husband bought Ashley a new
Range Rover. She says money can't buy love or a relationship.
Right. But she didn't say like too nasty. She was just like, you know. Love it. Money's not everything. You know, like he's given a lot to me, but like we could be a lot closer.
Of course. And at the same time, at that age, you still have so much more to experience and you really don't know at that age. But
and I think in reality, it's that
Chris is her real father. Like he's the one who guides her, pays for everything. Like he tries to install value in her. Yep. Absolutely. You know, so
I almost feel like she uses this like absent father as a scapegoat.
I think. You know? Absolutely. I entirely agree.
To not justify how important her stepdad really is.
Exactly. And I think that's something she'll recognize a little bit
like
later.
The title of stepdad almost needs to be cut out.
I concur.
I think she still loves her dad, though. You know?
I mean.
And that's what it's really about.
She loves her dad, but she loves her dad even more because they don't have a real relationship. She has a vacation relationship with
exactly.
him.
And that's why she really. Because like, how easy is that to be the dad who's like.
I mean, hey,
we'll go play on jet skis once a year. Like, cool. Like, I would love
that,
too.
Yeah, just come on down to Texas. We'll have a good time. Ride some horses. Just saying.
I went. Well, I don't know why I didn't think horses were in Texas. I was like, Texas?
You're
horses?
Like, wait, what?
Oh, yeah. I was like, right over here,
in Griffith Park.
Never thought of Texas. Great park.
I know. That's where I ride.
Do they have horses in Griffith Park?
Yeah, they have trails over there.
AfterBuzz exclusive. Entirely unrelated to New Jersey. But then the girls go out to dinner at some Chinese restaurant, really cute. And oh my orange.
Oh my glow.
This was the episode that I've never realized how intensely fake tanned these girls are.
I'm just so happy that we got to see that before and after.
Oh, it's petrified. Oh, of Jacqueline?
Jacqueline and Teresa. Or not Jacqueline, but Teresa and Melissa.
Oh, that's right.
And actually Ashley.
Well, Ashley was like a cute little kid. Jacqueline was hot when she was younger.
Oh, yeah.
And then she like got heavy for the first season.
She did.
Do you remember Fat Jackie? I can't remember the first season.
But she was bigger when she was a little more insecure in the viewer eye.
Oh,
like
totally.
Maybe that's how she is in real life, but that's how I perceived her.
She's come very far with this show. But like.
Atta girl. I don't know.
Kim G. We even got that. But it blows me away how orange these girls are. Melissa.
And it's the makeup more than a
tan. It's the makeup. Like, as Melissa's getting her makeup for the party, it got worse and worse.
Yeah.
I was like,
I'm like,
girl,
is that
you looked
you're...
fine when you came out of the shower. Like, you were
good.
Yeah.
Like, is that what you're going for? Is that what's...
Well, I mean, like, we love makeup, you know.
Oh, of course.
I was saying, like, I don't have my own makeup artist. It's just me and CVS. But, you know, I think there's definitely been times when you look at a picture of yourself and, like, yeah, like, you bronzed too much or you did something.
That's not me.
I think spray-ons and brush-on bronzes are the worst things.
I have never done either. I'm so afraid of it, like, rubbing off on my clothes.
Well, that's the thing. They do. Like, spray-ons rub off onto your clothes. I don't know how these girls wear such nice clothes.
Could you imagine, like, out on a date and you just, like,
and they're like, what's up? They're like, what's up on your, like, on, and you're like, I don't...
You're like,
marinara sauce. Like, it's a tangerine. Like, I don't know.
Check, please.
An envelope raped me. I don't know. But that, like, blows me away that these girls think that that's...
Tambien.
Making them more attractive.
Mm.
Melissa's kind of the worst. And Ashley, like...
Melissa is so the worst.
She's the worst. So let's get to the party. The party The party was where shit got real.
Oh, my
God. So we came off the last episode when Teresa... Whose house was it at? Was it at Caroline's or Teresa's house? It was at...
Jackie's house.
Jacqueline's house was there. Was like a little pre-holiday season
she's
party.
She's like, I'm going to get everybody together. We're all going to get along. We're all going to drink Christmas cheer.
And Teresa and Joe have gone pretty far in... In the building with Melissa and Joe.
Yes.
You know, the Joe, like, it's kind of getting somewhere.
It's trying. There's an honest effort made.
Right. And Teresa's Joe kind of didn't want to go to the party this night, and Teresa's late.
Joe's like, I'm trying to go to jail. Like, I don't, these are the last
I'm
two
trying
people
to go to jail.
You know what like, I'm saying? Like, these are the last two people I want to see.
Enough drama in my life. Like, I don't need to be up in that.
But Kathy... How fabulous was she?
Kathy, we see her decorate her house. Not very glamorous house. But then Kathy's on her way to the party. She looked amazing.
Hot.
I think out of all of them, she was the best dressed for the party.
Absolutely.
Actually,
where were you packing that?
Well, I'll take it back. I think Caroline was the best dressed.
I think Caroline has a very classic.
She's classic.
Of course.
She's elegant. She's
age
regal.
Appropriate.
You know, Caroline has been the one thing that keeps this show
popping,
relevant,
and
or popping. Like, you know, like, she's the one thing that's like, okay, I'll give these women some legitimacy.
I love her. She does age gracefully.
She ages very gracefully.
And her jewelry is so
her
Caroline.
They have like some little side story about she's making jewelry for kids. Like, she blows me away how much she loves.
I'm like, can
kids.
We buy that too? Can we be a part of your family, Caroline?
They have a great marriage. I love the way they talk about their marriage too, because she's always like, you know, not everything's great. When we have bad times, we go through them. I'm like, I just love. She makes me believe.
Me too. It could happen for us.
I believe in nothing.
I believe in miracles.
Is that a song?
Whitney Houston, The Preacher's Wife.
That was great, you know?
Oh, stop it.
Xtina exclusive.
Ooh, way.
But this party, like, so they should roll up. We talked about the step and go. Step and repeat.
There we go.
So step and repeat is basically like a small, it's like as if an insert of a red carpet. So at a big event, you know,
I want
you'd
one
have
in
a
my
red
house.
Carpet. Oh, I have a red, I have one of these.
Stop
in my house.
It.
Like, it's like, you know, I put
it
up
says
like
Pat all over
well,
it.
Well, no, like I put up like all
and
these
a little
pictures,
red.
Like, and then there's a wall, and you take pictures. It's like a whole thing.
Cute.
You know? You have to have a step and repeat anywhere you go.
Of course.
Know? If someone comes over your house, you like their outfit, you want a picture with that outfit, you take their outfit off, you put it on. Step
or repeat. It could work the opposite way if you hate their outfit.
You don't. You
we
don't
just
let
need
them...
to document this.
Exactly. You know, step and repeats. Step and repeats are about documenting your life. You know, step and repeats are an important quality.
We can't lift this rope
like,
for you.
I
honey.
Can't. Like I can live in a
no
closet,
entrance.
But the step and repeat must be on the other side.
Love
and I lived
statement.
In my closet plenty enough. You
know. Such a deep statement.
Anyway,
writing
so like,
that down.
They have this little step and repeat in front of the event, which was a little bougie. And let's talk about how bougie this party is.
Oh, my gosh.
The ice sculpture of Melissa and Joe kissing.
Okay, did not look like either
did not
one
look like
of
that
them.
At all.
Joe has like this long flowing hair. And...
They should have like blimped him up, made him a little orange.
And not Teresa, Melissa.
Well, so cute, though.
She's, yeah,
that's
but
a statue.
She's clear.
But she's clear.
She's not orange.
You can clearly glow. Where was the glow? I don't get it. They should have lit it.
Should have put some orange sherbet on it.
That's what's up.
Mm.
Little did they know we should have been the party planners. So there's like that sculpture, and then they had these four carolers. It was a really cute party.
I kind of like the carolers.
You know, as much as I thought it was going to be
the
cheesy
money.
And tacky. Oh, the money. That was too far. The dollar bills had little pictures of Joe and Melissa in the middle. I was
if only like the fives had like the kids on.
You know,
them.
Jesus is up there, and Jesus is like,
she's like, it's Jesus' thou birthday.
Thou shalt not idolize other people than me. Jesus is like, you are not on the dollar bill.
He struck her orange.
Jesus is actually
Boom.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, I just did. You are not to put your face on the dollar bill. That was my Arnold.
The express herein are those of the hosts only, and do not necessarily.
He's like, I'm here.
Buzz TV or its owners or principals.
See, that's not fair because I was expressing the opinions of Jesus. Okay, I was not expressing the opinions of AfterBuzz. Jesus was within me. I was interpreting the Bible. That is a right of hosts on the show.
Hey, that's a good idea for a play.
I produced a chapter of that damn thing. Sodom and Gomorrah, based on my own experiences.
Cute.
Meow, meow. Burning in the brimstone. Anyway, so at this party, the party was cute. I'll give her that.
I like certain things about it. I like the carolers.
I like certain things about it.
Okay. I didn't like her crown.
Oh, that was awful.
Like, I also don't. You're not baby Jesus.
I don't know what you think about like the makeup, but I never like. I don't think girls should curl their hair and then spray it.
I don't believe in hairspray in that effect.
Well, like hairspray, I believe
not in that
in,
effect though. You know? Like the teasing 80s.
I just think whenever girls do hard, like do curls or whatever, even if they're loose curls, and then the hairspray,
like let it hang. You want to run your fingers through
to
it.
To me, that stuff never looks good because it looks fabricated, and it also doesn't look pretty.
It doesn't.
It reminds me of proms.
It looks unfinished.
It reminds me of proms whenever I see that kind of stuff. Unfinished.
Entirely agree.
Like a nice like updo classic.
Like it's some enjoy
oil
on it.
Or when they straighten
the
hair, or when they just blow it out, like that to me is good hair.
Me too. More natural feel to it.
You know? Or at least like if it's an event like this, you put it in an updo or you pull it back. Or
yeah.
You
like you want to use the spray, like, you Kathy, know, put an updo.
I liked Kathy's hair.
Perfect.
Kathy had like the bump, which I'm not normally into. The bump and the
straight mohawk.
It looked good. I thought she looked good. Especially she had a really edgy kind of outfit.
She sure did. She worked it out.
Teresa looked good. Jacqueline looked good. Caroline is gold.
I've seen Teresa look better.
Teresa's definitely looked better.
I could see her.
I think it was a struggle, though, for her to get out of the house. You can say muffin top on I can see her.
I'm like, I'll like, curse to high, you know, but well, I mean, girls, I don't want to say muffin top.
Girls have muffin tops, you know, I'll give it to her.
It's just how you wear it, how you carry yourself.
No, she doesn't have to be the supermodel.
No, not at all, but
long as you can suck it in at the step and repeat, you're good to go. That's the only thing that lasts.
But I don't think that complimented her body or the thong that she was wearing that evening.
You know, the only real compliment to a thong is taking it off.
Yeah, it's no thong at all.
If you're going to wear a thong, why not just go commando? I don't know girls well enough. I don't understand the sensation. Is it tickle? Is it like?
I think it just makes everything compact and put together.
Compact.
In there.
Like what is it in there? Like are things falling out? And this one string is I'll hold it in. Like, don't worry, the baby's today.
God no, I hope not.
Like I understand like the frilly kind, so that it's like, oh, you can't really see.
But do you really want like jeans on your princess? I don't think so. But like you need a separation.
I mean, okay, this is getting real. But I guess I just understand the anatomy of that, you know, like little.
Well, I mean, it would be the same thing for you. Have you ever worn a thong before?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, like you just need a piece of material to separate your ass from your jeans, honey.
Yeah, but that doesn't count.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know. I don't understand. Okay, so this is me saying I don't understand.
I think it's comfortable.
The practicality of thongs.
Practicality, comfortability.
Comfortability?
For me.
Bam, word choice. New word from Christina today. Comfortability.
I like it.
I use it. I'm comfortable in my thong.
I hope not sporadically.
Anyway, so then Melissa had to change her thong. Back to the party.
Yeah.
When did the party get
interesting?
That
crown did not match.
Party got interesting at a few parts. So Melissa and Teresa, it seems like they're okay. You know, Joe didn't really want to come to this party, but it goes well. There's three incidents that happen at the party.
Oh, my gosh, that bastard.
The first one is the Kathy one. So Kathy...
Oh, I think that was so nice of her and so heartfelt.
Well, I don't know if it was... I'm developing an idea.
I don't think she was doing that to be catty. Like, no, she went right up to her as soon as she entered, and she tried to be like,
hey. She said, it's very nice to see you.
Exactly. But she tried to extend the olive branch.
But, I think Teresa had been through enough that she did not want to go into the Kathy boat that night.
I understand that. You're going to a holiday party. Right. You might have to be social. Well, you might even have to be social with people you don't care for.
I think that's what Teresa was trying to do. She was trying to say, like, hi, nice to see you.
Teresa was trying to be a bitch.
And now, no, I don't know. I think she was trying to be like, and now, like, we don't need to talk for the rest of the night. Because it was Kathy who was like.
No, because if that's what it was, she would have just, or I feel like if I was in that situation, I would just be like, hey, what's up? You know, hey, let's talk later. If that's what I really felt like.
I mean,
she's being snide about it.
No, no, no. There were three I go, no, no, no.
You're like, no, no, no.
There were three interactions because the first was Kathy says, like, hi, nice to see you. Teresa says, nice to see you too. Neither of them really mean it. Second action, Kathy's not really satisfied.
Really? You thought that Kathy didn't mean it?
I don't think she actually was happy to see. I think she, because Kathy wanted
she's
something.
She's trying.
Kathy was trying. She wasn't actually happy to see Teresa. She was trying to do something. Because then Teresa's like, okay, fine, nice to see you too. Bye. And then Kathy takes the second step. And, you know, Teresa walks over to the bar. Kathy follows and says, no, really, though, it is nice to see you. Why does Kathy say it? Because she wants the two of them to go to in another room and talk about their issues.
She's trying to open up the door of communication.
I think she wanted this to become a bigger...
You
wanted
think
this
so?
To become a topic of the night.
I totally didn't... I didn't receive
I think Kathy
that.
Wanted to go to Teresa and say, let's put this behind us. You know, she wanted this to be an opportunity. And Teresa was like, you know, I think I've dealt with a lot of things right now. I'm not choosing to fix our issues right now. I'm just at the holiday party. Nice to see you too.
I think it's a lot nicer the way that you say it instead of the way that she reacted.
Well, I mean, I think Teresa maybe was a little justified. It's like, oh, like now it's not. Well, I mean, it made sense because Kathy was like, really though, it's nice to see you. And Teresa's like, I know you don't actually like me. Like, so Teresa was like, okay, now you like it? Like, now you it's nice to see me? Okay, bye. Like, Teresa didn't want to deal with her. Maybe it wasn't nice.
But do you think that has something to do with the way that Joe Giudice tries to control Teresa's relationships?
No. No, no, no.
Okay.
I mean, Joe was just giving his wife good advice.
He's like, hey, look, I want you to be drama-free, but don't interact with these people. You need to worry about your family.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that was a good point, though.
Respectable comment, you are going to be interacting with these people.
Well, she
so
was saying
deal
she,
with it.
She was saying it's very hard to live, like, her life when it's filled with gossip and the magazines talk about her and the newspapers talk about her and, you know, everything
you got to wear your
does.
Big girl britches.
Right. And she's like, that's hard. And he says, like, all you have to do is focus on the people who return your calls when you're in a hard time. Those are the people who really love you. And the people like Kathy and the people like, you know, the people who have
I think that kind
you.
Of already puts a negative idea in her head, you
but
know?
But it makes
and
sense.
Then...
So, I mean, he's protecting his wife. He's saying, like,
absolutely.
Those people didn't have your back when you needed people to have
the
your back.
The tough got going.
So those aren't the people that are there for you. It doesn't mean cut them out of your life entirely forever. Like, it just means that, you know, when you feel bad, don't think about those people. Don't work with those people. They're
you
not
better
make
work.
You know? Anyways, so then Kathy kind of goes off the deep end. And this is where I didn't like Kathy, because we agreed that we liked Kathy.
I loved her in this episode. I was impressed.
She's come further and we've, like, become a little in love with her. But
yeah.
She steps out into the bathroom and her and Rich are like, fucking, I want to kill
her. I'll burn this whole place
down.
But we're really not going to do that.
You know? If you want me to burn this place down, I'm not going to do that. But like, thanks
like,
for the idea,
but
Rich.
You just let me know.
But she's just angry, and she's talking to everybody about it. She even talks to Melissa. And Melissa, this is where we start to respect her, is like, maybe not tonight. Like, let's not do this tonight.
She's like, it's Christmas.
It's Christmas. Just have fun. Like,
it's
I know you're
kids.
Angry at Teresa. Like, that sucks. But, like, let's just get over it.
Atta girl.
Good girl.
Atta girl.
Incident two. Joe and Teresa, I mean, they must be celebrities in this little crowd, because they're the most talked about people. Caroline, you know, she's like the Oprah of the crowd.
Of course.
No one touches her. They
well developed. Yeah, but
developed.
Well, I mean,
some of them are well
But she came correct in the very first season that Caroline. She sure did, because she's like, look, this is who I am. You're not going to, you know what, with
right.
me. So.
And she's like, this is how I feel.
Exactly.
And, I think
and from
understood.
Then on out, nobody
she's
has.
Right.
Exactly. No more Danielle this season.
Well, debatable, Kim G's back in. So let's get to Kim G in a second.
Oh.
But so what is it? Joe and Teresa are walking into another room.
$1,000.
And Melissa's brother-in-law. Who we've never heard of.
Yes.
Stops Joe and he's like, hey, you gonna pay me that $1,000 you owe me?
Like, oh.
Teresa turns around, shocked.
Like, Merry Christmas, how are you?
And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And he's like, you know, that $1,000 that you said, like, I'd have to sue you for. Apparently,
just like, hey, you know, call me, we'll do this.
He was like, let's do this another time. Like, call me,
go
like,
ahead, Joe Giudice.
Like,
I'm so
like,
proud.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I don't know. Of course, we don't know what that whole deal is. Because the brother-in-law is saying that he went to the house and did air conditioning for the house and then never got paid for it. Maybe it's true.
And
maybe
that does suck if that is the situation. But it was
if that's the situation, I would probably pick on Joe at the time.
Like, Joe's manning up, you know, a little bit.
But he's picking on Joe at a weak time, though. He's clearly,
of course.
Like, you know, bankruptcy in all the papers. It's Christmas. Maybe not the best time to do it.
Trying to go to jail.
But he was drinking. Like, it made sense that it happened. But Teresa is kind of like, where did that come from? Like, why didn't you tell me? Like,
yeah, it's almost like Teresa didn't know.
Teresa doesn't know. It does make me think that she's kind of playing stupid too often.
Well, she has to support her husband. They're a marriage.
She supports her husband, but like, he does keep a lot of the things that he has not done right about money away from her.
Mm-hmm. I feel
and
the same way.
Once she got cued in, that things were going wrong, she never did anything to like figure it out.
She got her ass up and started working.
Like, I think Caroline Jacqueline said, like, if I found out my husband had done something like that, I would be sitting in his office the next day, sorting through all those papers to know what's up.
Stop
not,
it.
Not to hate my husband, but to help him through it. And of Teresa course. Just plays dumb the whole time. She's like, oh, I don't know. He never did anything wrong.
She
I kinda, love him.
She doesn't want any she more in the media. She tries to sweep it.
I think it's that she doesn't want to know that things have gone wrong.
Yeah.
I'm like, girlfriend, you need to chalk up to it and be like, you know, sit down, buckle up, and be an adult.
Grab the bull by the horns.
It's hard for me because I just got my credit card bill and, you know, I'm not practicing what I preach here. Let's just say tanning is not something that you need daily. For me.
Well, judging from this episode, we'll just get you a little of that glowy makeup.
I'll just get some orange glow. I'll just drink some of that OJ. Mm-hmm. OJ.
Little carrot juice.
Where are we, though? So then that fight, like, kind of dissipates. I'm amazing.
Episode number three.
And, you know, Teresa, like, this is the second step. Melissa is like, it's her party. And Melissa's like, okay, like, sorry. And Joe, smart of Joe, pulls Melissa over and is like, hey, like, I should leave, like, I'll go crazy on this man if I don't leave this house. Like,
for
I
sure.
gotta go.
For sure.
And Melissa's like, I respect that. Cue Monica Chacon. Kim G, who remember from the last season, so even Andy Cohen was like, who are you? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Get a life, weirdo.
Oh, my gosh.
She's a fame whore.
Of course. Like, nasty she'll do anything woman. To get up in the media.
And, she you know, like, when she was nice, she was nice. When we liked her, she was a nice old lady.
I've never liked her. That's like how she got on the show, is from Danielle Staub. It's like, she finds the
thing is, when she was first with Danielle, when like, she was first with Danielle, we didn't know that she was the bad guy. You know? It seemed like Kim G was being duped by Danielle, and Danielle was the crazy one. Mm. Until, I think
crazies come in pairs.
Oh, totally. Kim started getting, like, this power thing, and she's like, all of a sudden, I can be famous out of the show. And the show never credited her as a housewife.
Like that.
So.
I don't like that at all.
It would have been interesting. The show could have been smart if they had made her another one of the housewives. Because we would have had a new Danielle. New
oh,
saga.
We sure would, honey.
Would have been a whole thing. So Monica Chacon, apparently, has been suing Teresa for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
I still don't know
she
why.
She seemed a little overly dramatic, and they didn't really give us a whole bunch of information.
I mean, we also don't know
yet.
Why. Like, they never really devolve or, like, talk about what happened.
And I hope they sure do.
Well, I want to understand. I don't like what did Teresa do to this woman that she had never met. She never met
I wanna,
Monica
I'm not
until a day in court.
I'm not sure, but was
it was
did they mention
or?
Something last episode about some kind of fight that happened?
But that was after. So Monica is in court and is the lawyer representing the person suing Joe about bankruptcy or suing
okay.
Joe about money.
Okay,
Monica's that lawyer. She also independently is suing Teresa for
so
something else.
How the front do they even know each other?
Exactly. Teresa gets to court with Joe and is like, that's Monica Chacon. The lawyer is going against Joe is also suing me. So she pulls her aside in one of the hallways
Wickety
and says like,
whack.
She goes like, yo, you need to like figure out your own stuff and not worry about me.
Exact.
And I also believe that this Monica girl
wants her 5 minutes.
Is going in for her 5 minutes and is attacking Teresa for something that she doesn't need to.
I,
you know, digging for money where it doesn't exist.
Some people are just like that out there. They will sue you just to get that paper, and it's horrible. That's
so Monica Chacon. So Kim G rolls up, and this is like, it just makes me kind of like sick. Like, it's vile what she does. Rolls up in her like big mink coat, her like huge Botox face, like disgusting old woman.
Ooh-wee.
Pulls Monica out, and she's like, what a beautiful house. You know your favorite's going to be here. Like, you know that she's only going in.
Love
to start
your Jersey
something.
Accent.
Why bring Monica? Like, why would Kim G bring
stir
Monica?
That pot?
I think Kim G just doesn't have anything interesting happening in her life.
Exactly.
Does she have a husband?
No?
I think we saw like in the trailer, like some old dude who was red in the face, and I was like, oh, that must be him.
I feel like she'll do anything to get some camera time.
Yeah.
And
she does.
Monica
and,
was definitely
you know,
her
power to her for the episode because it was highly entertaining.
Oh, it sure was.
But Kim rolls in with Monica, and I don't even know how word got around to, like, where Teresa was in the house. Thank God it's a big house. If this was a smaller house, it would have been catfights all over.
Of course.
But it gets over to Teresa, and Teresa's like, Monica is here.
Are you kidding
me? And then she's like, did Melissa invite her? And people are like, no,
she's
Melissa didn't invite her.
Like, front this girl
we
is.
Think someone else brought her. Cue Kim G.
Oh, and Jackie
so
runs
Teresa
over there.
Is smart and says, like, I think it was right. And even Caroline agreed. Like, all the girls were like, you know, this Monica girl, she doesn't know anyone at this party. She's not a part of this crowd or this, like...
She didn't bring any toys.
She didn't bring any toys. She didn't bring any
she
toys.
She didn't bring toys.
Kids for chemo or chemo for kids. No Play-Doh. No.
No donation.
So they.
No
so
nothing.
Then they're all like, Melissa, can you go
She's
talk
a
to
Grinch.
Her and try to pull her out? This is why we loved...
Oh, my God.
What?
This is where it gets juicy.
This is why we loved Melissa, though. Because Melissa... Very smart.
She's like trying over
actually
and
a good hostess. She goes into the little like semicircle right at the door and says, like, oh,
Caroline's like, don't embarrass her. Just do it away.
Good for Caroline. Like, great advice.
Atta mama.
And, you know, right in front of it, she takes Kim Ji's present. She says, thank you. It's so kind of you to do that. I do really. And, you know, Melissa's like thinking, like, who are you? You're a crazy bitch. Like, what are you
doing? She's like, I just want another champagne.
Right. And then she's like, may I speak to you in another room?
So proud, girl.
Great.
Proud.
Into their private movie room. Like, whoa. And says, like, look, it's not so much about you or whatever. It's just that this is our home and we don't want
to. And you need to get out of it.
And, you know, we have bigger issues. Like, we're bending our relationship with Teresa. We don't want this to be the thing that ruins this whole thing, you know?
And not only that, but Kim Ji's trying to break up a family that already has issues and she's well aware.
And then Joe, power to him. Melissa's Joe comes up and is like, look. And then Monica comes in the room. He's like, look, lady, I don't even know who you are. But the point is that your presence here makes my sister uncomfortable. So I have to ask you to leave.
I've never been prouder of that couple.
And those two held strong.
They sure did. They stuck to those guns.
They could have easily fallen in because they didn't like Teresa like a week ago.
Exactly.
They could have easily been like, what did she do? What a bitch. Let's kick her out.
And we're sisters.
Like it could have been. Yeah. It could have been a whole thing. And then Jacqueline comes in as backup support.
She's
and like,
what are you like, trying Kim to start shit?
Frickin' G. I've been on the show since the start, Kim G.
I'm pulling rank.
I'm pulling rank here. What are you doing? Like, why are you doing this?
Little ball buster.
Awesome. And then
love Jackie.
Praise it to the praise like.
And she's like, will you?
Melissa actually sees Monica to the door to get her coat, shakes her hand outside the door, walks her out the door and locks it.
And
no one in the party even noticed it happen. It was Melissa's best moment in the world.
Did you catch the part though when they're asking 15 times over, will you please leave? Will you please leave? They're like, Kim Ji, we got to ask you to get Monica out of here. You know, our family member has an issue with them. And she's like, no, I can't ask her to do that. I'm like,
then you shouldn't have asked her to come.
Like you and her both can leave.
And I can understand like if you've been invited to a party, like, and you think you're right to want to stick your ground and be like, no, I dressed up to be here. Like, I'm staying. But if you stay, you're not going to have a good time. It's only going to be drama.
Exactly.
I do like that Monica now has to walk home in this dress and her coat.
And that big
fur. And sit at our house and be alone.
Wah. You know?
But Kim Ji gets to stay for...
About 5 minutes.
So why don't we take a quick commercial break and we're going to come back to predictions for next week's episode because it looks just as good as this one's.
Juicy.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
Next week looks like a shit show.
Can't wait.
So much. So why don't we go right into predictions for next week? Q. I couldn't say anything.
You're after Buzz TV.
Being beamed up into the UFO.
Without that, I can't.
I know.
I just don't feel complete. I don't feel right. You know?
I know. It's like a little something's missing.
Next week we see. So this is what's great. This is like it keeps when drama happens on the show when fights happen. It brings me back why I actually like these girls and these families.
Me as well.
Because they are just thick. They are in it together.
We're as thick as thieves.
Oh, they're great. I don't even know what that means. Like the silence
me
of the lamb.
Either. I don't know that Caroline said that for the first season.
Like I don't understand what these girls are talking about most. But. So Kim Ji, we see in the teaser for next week that Kim Ji comes in and it's just can't stop talking about like, why would Monica like, and then gets even deeper, like, why would they kick her out if they don't think they're guilty? Blah, 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 blah. Who, what's Caroline's son's name?
Who's Chris that? And Albert.
Who I have been to a party to. I have been at a
stop
party
it.
With Chris, not Albert. Yeah, Chris.
Is he just as cute and funny?
I went to Jingle Ball in New York and went to the VIP party afterwards. Kim Kardashian was there.
Love Kardashian.
I walked past her, did not get to talk to her.
Mm.
You know, I didn't feel right, but I did get to hang out with him and dance with his girlfriend. So that's my like exclusive.
Was his girlfriend
Chris and
cute?
I go way back. She was very cute.
Really?
Chris is very nice. And I was like, I
think he's hilarious. I think he's the hottest.
I was like, I think you're very funny. You know, like you're a great guy and I love your mom. I really respect you. Like I just, you know, If you go home tonight, I think you should tell a random kid from New York.
Did you see those two kids on Millionaire Matchmakers?
We have a picture together. Like, we had drinks together. Like, we had a great time. Oh, yeah, I saw Millionaire Matchmakers. That was actually the week after the episode came out. I was like, great job on that show. Anyway, so we go back. Point is, we go
way back to New York.
So he, apparently in the trailer for next week, what does he do? He kicks Kim out.
Yeah. And Chris is like cursing out that old man that she's with or something.
Then there's like, quick cut to like,
he might be the driver.
Dude.
I'm not sure.
He's like some old dude who's like red in the face and he's up against the wall and he's like, you, the red face. And he's like, like, I didn't even know what I was doing here. Like, I think that's Kim's husband.
Husband or driver or both.
I think it's a both, Sitch.
Or butler.
Butler? I could see old ass butler. You can't even picture.
Or mailman.
You know? But so basically, Kim goes into a big fight, and Caroline's family and all of them, even Jacqueline, push her right out the door. So predictions are,
Ganged up on her like a pack of wolves. I was like, yeah.
I think something after this, with how Melissa and Joe responded, and like, I think there's really good things in the future for this Teresa Melissa partnership coming back together.
Oh, you just touched my heart.
You know, and even Joe was the one, Teresa's husband Joe, was like, I still don't like these kids. Like, you can, I don't like them. I think after this night, when they see
how much support they got,
the two of them rise to like protect his wife, that he'll come around to respecting them.
I hope so.
Which is great.
Yay.
As far as the Kathy thing, I don't know how the Kathy thing.
It might take a little more work.
I don't know if it's ever really going to happen.
That's not Kathy's fault. That's going to come from Teresa when she's ready.
We never really talk about why her and Kathy have such a falling out. Apparently, they used to be really good friends, but now they're never really in the same circle. And I think Teresa's probably at a place where she's like, you're just another cousin. Like, it's not a big enough deal to, like, you know, get back in with you. You know, I have a bunch of cousins who I don't talk to. Like, I see them at a Christmas or something. And I'm like, hey, how's your life? You know, like, it's not like we're close. Like, your cousins are what you make of them, you know?
I heard that.
I have some that I'm close with and some that are, like, you know, just cousins.
And relationships are the energy that you put into
them. Right, totally. And I think that's one relationship that's going to be tired.
Mm-hmm. Wash your hands.
But that's all that's all the kind of, like, trailer we see. Do you see any more happening? Well, Kim G, where's Kim G going to go?
Kim G's going to go right out that door.
But as if she's not going to come back knocking. Like another episode, you know?
I think she needs to be permanently kicked off the show.
She's weaseled her way. No way. I want to stay.
I mean, I love the
Kim
drama.
Kim G is quality drag queen right there.
Oh,
that is one yum, yum retirement home mama. That is one Botox plastic.
Bedazzle the wheelchair,
That is
boo.
One bedazzled wheelchair. That is one chemo for the kids right there. I don't know what that was. Oh, no!
Cut off.
Cut off like Kim G.
Well,
bankrupt
once
like
again.
Teresa. Well, thank you so much, Christina.
Air high five.
Christina, always great.
And shaking the hands. And
so
I
much.
Love you, Patty.
Thanks so much, baby.
No, thank
Have
you.
Have a great week, everyone. And we will hear or talk to you next week for Real Housewives New Jersey.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
From producers Kevin Undergaro,
the views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.